Good Thursday. Today is June the 26th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time today and visit with Jordan Haywisher with Ohio Farm Bureau, talking about the Blanchard Valley Demonstration Farm Network, also OACI and H2 Ohio. All the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined today by Jordan Haywisher. Jordan is Director of Water Quality and Research for the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. Jordan, thanks so much for your time today. Earlier this month, the Ohio Farm Bureau's Demonstration Farm Network played host to a media and legislative field day that was sort of co-sponsored by the Ohio Ag Conservation Initiative. Talk a little bit about the Research Demonstration Farm Network that's out there, the role that it plays, and then the idea behind bringing both the media and legislators to see the facilities and learn more about what's been going on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. The demo farms have been going on for quite some time. We're in year 10. It's a partnership between Ohio Farm Bureau and USDA NRCS. So basically a few farms that are there to showcase, you know, new and old and inventive conservation practices. And really, for purposes of a tour like we just had, it makes for a conduit between farmers and the rest of the world. You know, we have legislators and students and local residents and, other farmers and media and all these other people that come to the farms to see up close and personal what's the reality on these farms. And so we had two different sets of people on the same tour. One was state legislators that, you know, obviously hold the purse strings for programs like H2 Ohio and others that our farmers rely on. And then we had the State House media as well to kind of get their questions in on our farmers to say, hey, how are things affecting you? Cuts to H2 Ohio, things like that. You know, how the status of water quality and just farming in general, because obviously it's been a roller coaster of the last, 100 years of farming. And so we kind of had both sides of the coin there with this tour, and I think it was really well received.
Talk a little bit about the practicality and just the benefit maybe that it is that with these demonstration farms, it's not a university farm on a university site with professors talking about what they're studying. It's actually out on working farms in the state of Ohio, where, as you said, the legislators, the media get to talk face to face with the farmer who lives on that farm, works on that farm every day, and really doesn't have much to worry about hiding. They can share the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, it makes a really humanistic look at, a humanized look at what, farming's all about. Obviously, people are familiar with how hardworking and how hard it is to be a farmer with, kind of being in partnership with Mother Nature and commodity markets, et cetera. But, our farmers are literally rolling up to the tours a lot of times in their pickup truck or on a tractor or a sprayer to come talk for, 15, 20, 30 minutes with people that are there and just say, hey, here's what's going on. We don't give them talking points. We don't, say, hey, say this, say that. It's like, what's on your mind? How are things affecting you? What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? And I think that's been, a positive thing about this is where it's not a canned, presentation. It's not sitting people in front of a PowerPoint. It's partly dusting off these farmers from the field and saying, hey, how are programs affecting you? How did this conservation practice work? What is X, Y, and Z with trade and commodity prices and what have you? So I really think it's really noticeable when you come on the farms that you're talking to someone who is just kind of talking from the chest. And I think it's been really helpful.
From a Farm Bureau perspective, how would you guys rate the success or effectiveness of this program over the last decade in accomplishing what it was set out and designed to do?
Yeah, I think it's been great. I mean, it's evolved over time. I think we thought maybe it would be more of a farmer teaching tool, which we've had plenty of that. But really, it's broadened out to be, kind of like a showcase for all, citizens and everyone in the ag industry. Our farmers don't have a lot of time to attend field days and tours and stuff, but we've been pretty creative. I'm trying to get them in the shoot and just try to talk to each other and talk about new things that have been happening. But I think it's been a success. I think, anytime we can bring people from the boardroom or the state house or, from DC or wherever to be on foot, on a farm, talking to real farmers, it's been good. And I think the partnership has really showed its value in that case. And I think even our farmers have learned to go from maybe being a little shy and maybe a little like, oh man, do I have to get ready for this tour, to really being excited when people come on the farm because they know they're doing things correctly and heading in the right direction. And I think they're happy to share what they have to say, and hopefully that more farmers head in their direction.
Again, my guest, Jordan Haywisher. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Again, my guest today is Jordan Haywisher. He's the Director for Water Quality and Research with Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. Jordan, looking back to the demonstration farm tour a couple weeks ago, some of the legislators there, obviously ag supporters, some even farmers, and have probably been to the demonstration network on their own a couple times. Some of the other legislators, maybe the first time there. What were some of the conversations you heard or takeaways that they left with?
Yeah, I think it was just emphasizing, from our farmers that, you know, with H2 Ohio specifically, it's coming out of the state budget. We're just cresting the hill. We're just gaining momentum on water quality and nutrient management and conservation in the Western Missouri Basin. And any drastic cuts to it is really going to stunt that or send us kind of backsliding a little bit. And that's what they heard directly from the farmers. And that's just one part of it that legislators can control. But you have these farmers who don't control the price of the goods they sell. They're up against, inflated, input costs from around the world. And then, uncertainty in trade and whatever else. And then their local funding is getting cut on the thing that they thought they could use to do, one inch better, do incremental change on their farm to do better for water quality. And, these are farmers who, if they're signed up with H2 Ohio, they pay for the practice to be done or do it themselves or pay for the materials. And then, for example, something like cover crops, they spend all the money doing it in October, November, September, and then do not get paid for that practice until the middle of March or later, because they have to be, it's got to be proven that practice was completed, and completed for cover crops means that it was still there after the winter and doing its job to hold the soil in place and hold the nutrients in place. And so, this is a program that they had to put their own money up for months and months and months. And, that's a big burden, and that's a big ask for our farmers, but there's 3,200 of them that are doing it across the state. And I think that just goes to show you how good of a program H2 Ohio is and how welcome it is from the farming community. And so any drastic cuts are just going to be devastating to that momentum on trying to keep nutrients, on farm fields and out of our waterways.
Jordan, if you can, maybe explain for the listeners the relationship between the Demonstration Farm Network, which is a program that's winding down, H2 Ohio, which, as you alluded to, has some questions about what the funding is going to look like moving forward, and then OACI, the Ohio Agricultural Conservation Initiative.
Yeah, so OACI is a coalition of commodity groups and farm organizations like Farm Bureau, Corn and Wheat, Ohio Soybean, dairy, pork, poultry, all the whole gamut on the livestock side and corn and wheat growing side. And then, we have, our conservation partners and some environmental groups that are involved as well, some of which maybe, weren't always, shoulder to shoulder with us, but we've been doing this for half a dozen years or so. And it's really paid dividends on having kind of a united front when it comes to pushing the our farmers up the conservation ladder. And, the demo farms just, served as a great, pivot point and kind of, central point for all these organizations to get together and showcase what Ohio farmers are doing. And I think those farmers are involved with EQIP through NRCS for some of their conservation practices. They have H2 Ohio for some of their conservation practices. Some of them have had local projects being done, like the Nature Conservancy did a two-stage ditch on one of their farms years ago. And so the farmers are accepting of whatever programs fit their farm. But they're always welcome to give that feedback, and through OACI, we're giving that feedback back to the industry. administration to say, hey, here's how it's affecting them. We pass along the good and the needs improved, and the administration and ODA has responded really well and made a very flexible, amenable program to our farmers who have really responded positively to that funding. And so we all kind of work together, right? We're all rowing in the same direction, and I think that really helps clear the air when talking about who's on what side, and no one's on the anti side of H2Ohio. It's full steam ahead, get as much funding as possible for conservation and keep nutrients where they're supposed to be.
Well said, a three-legged stool there, if you will, between those three organizations. Yep. Doing a lot of good work, especially over the last decade. My guest again today has been Jordan Haywisher. He's Director of Water Quality and Research with the Ohio Farm Bureau. Jordan, thanks so much for all your work and for your time today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.